Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'm your herbalist. That's what I am here on American Voice Radio. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. We have a great show, and like I promised, I have been getting calls, emails. When are you going to talk about the zombies? Okay, I'll talk about them tonight. Okay. So we'll get it done tonight. Of course, you know, we've hit this topic before, but apparently it was pretty popular and some folks hadn't heard it yet. So we're going to talk about it tonight. But before we get to that, we're also going to be talking about your heart health. And we're going to be talking about a condition that's really taken off as far as, you know, statistics in a bad way. We're going to be talking about a couple of things regarding, have you ever heard of the condition called pericarditis? Well, we're going to talk about that and congestive heart failure. So we're going to, and if we get time, we may even fit in spastic colon. I don't know, but we'll see. And we do have a quack report. But first off, folks, I got to introduce you to one of our newest sponsors, which I think you'll like, especially the folks that are listening on the West Coast. We have SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. Their banner is on our links page. You go to the link area at thepowerherbs.com to get to their website. And they have some fantastic information on their site. They have great topics, the drop down onto the topics, numerous categories, and then you hit those fields, and then you got different articles that pop up. And they've also agreed to post an article or two from yours truly. So you'll see some great health information up there. And, of course, look for my stuff. I will be writing for the folks there at Seattle Organics. They are awesome. Appreciate them and what they do. Of course, if you're on the West Coast near Seattle, check out what great restaurants they have listed there. And you also can sign up to be a member and get coupons and great deals on some of those restaurants there on the West Coast. So check that out when you can. Just click on their banner. Also, if I should explain a little bit more about them. Their website, SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com, provides you with nutritional articles, as I mentioned, answering a lot of questions, how to start, you know, to maintain a healthy lifestyle, some eating, you know, changes. Wide range of nutritional topics are going to be covered there. Every aspect of your health and well-being is what they shoot for, and they're doing a great job. So I encourage you to check out their website, SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. All right. Big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our men and our righteous men and women in uniform, as always, praying God's hand of protection on them and all of us here in America. We got to seek the Lord's face and ask for it, though. Got to humble ourselves and speak with the Lord on every day. You know, being a Christian, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's really not a religion. It's a relationship, right? And you can't have a close relationship with someone if you don't talk with them frequently. So get with it. That's all I have to say about it. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty. Adjusting my mic here. Okay, we got some stuff here. Lots of stuff in the quacker tonight. You know, I've got kids still living at home. Some of you out there may also. And they sometimes do that social networking, which I don't call it real social networking, but okay. But, you know, there's this study now that was released yesterday. They say 32% of kids ages 18 to 24 will take their social networking with them to the bathroom. I guess if they have a laptop or handheld device of some kind. Yeah, they'll take it with them while they go use the porcelain. And then, of course, 51%, they say, of U.S. adults between 25 and 34 using the social networking in the office and more than any other age group. They're doing it at the office at work. 46% of the respondents in the survey said that they use a mobile phone to connect online. That's up 37% from last year. And then 16% said they're using like a tablet, like Apple's iPad. And that's up 3% from 2011. Interesting. All right. CDC has weighed in on the flu season already. They say it's going to be bad. Flu season in the United States is off to an early start, according to health authorities. Earliest start in nearly 10 years. So health officials said Monday flu cases have jumped in 5 southern states, and the strain of flu that's circulating tends to make people sicker than any other types they've seen. More than a third of the American population has been vaccinated with this year's flu vaccine. That's 112 million people that have been vaccinated. Higher than normal reports of flu have come in from Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. And this uptick, usually this kind of statistical frequency in cases happens after Christmas, not before Christmas. So they're thinking this flu season's going to be pretty bad. Also, hospitalizations are on the rise earlier than usual. Parts of Georgia have also seen a big boom in flu traffic. And last time the flu season started out this early was in 2003-2004, which proved to be a pretty bad flu season in the last 35 years that it was recorded. They had like 48,000 deaths, but on average for flu season, you see about 24,000 deaths. But still, that's lower than the prescription, death by prescription of 100,000 plus, right? Okay. Flu vaccinations, they say everyone 6 months and older get vaccinated. Of course, you know what I think about that? No, not doing it. Not me. Not going to do that. Of course, you know, your God-given immune system has the ability to deal with that. Just make sure it's powered up. And if you don't know how to do that, call me at Apothecary Herbs and I'll educate you on that. What else do we have in the quacker? Going to hit some supermarket news in the UK, which is also filtering down over here in the US. Difficult growing conditions in their agricultural industry have led to shortages in winter vegetables, especially in the UK. Crop production hampered by poor weather. They had some devastating floods. They had some drought. So there's going to be fewer commodities at the grocery store over the holidays in the UK. Supermarket managers over there are saying, hey, we're going to have to import some traditional staples like potatoes. Goodness. Yeah, you got to have potatoes, right? But they don't have them. Sprouts are also a biggie, but they don't have any sprouts. British Growers Association said early that crop projections, one-fifth fewer Brussels sprouts, they said, than last year because of the really bad weather. And, of course, parsnips also underperformed as well. Potatoes have suffered from the summer drought and the heavy recent rainfall, making it difficult to harvest them, costing farmers, you ready, $812 million, and a majority of that damage is not insurable. Food prices have jumped 6% since July, and, of course, corn prices have surged 23%. All right, what else we have here in the quacker? Oh, let's see. Well, speaking of grocery stores, when you go there and you look at your labels and stuff, they have this new survey that wanted to see if the consumer base out there, you people, the consumer, knew what you were looking at. According to a new survey, they wanted to know, do you know what the difference between natural and all natural means on the labels? And do you think those products are natural? Do they contain GMOs? Well, this survey done by VJuvenate.com said half of all the shoppers are confused by the terms natural and all natural. They believe them to imply that the food inside the product is free of genetically modified organisms, pesticides, and fertilizers. Okay. 50% of the shoppers from various backgrounds and income levels, they believe that natural foods automatically contain no GMOs. The terms natural and all natural are loosely thrown about. Okay, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says food producers are free to use them interchangeably. Okay, natural products are not required to be GMO-free. And they're not required to be grown without synthetic pesticides and fertilizers. Please remember that. The USDA's guidelines for natural foods are pretty ambiguous, and the term can be used voluntarily by food companies at their own discretions. There's no anchoring standardized guidelines, folks, and anything that is not enforced. So 43% of the survey respondents indicated their belief that the word natural is highly regulated by the USDA, when it's not, and 33% said that they believe the word natural products are grown without synthetic chemicals. Well, no, no, and no. Got to say certified organic. Certified. That's what you want to see. No GMOs. Certified organic. Last but not least in the quacker, If you're going to go to South Dakota anytime soon, like, you know, now or first of the year, be aware there's a new ordinance over there in Huron, H-U-R-O-N, South Dakota. There was an ordinance approved by the city commission yesterday that encompasses, of course, you know, they don't want anybody distracted while they're driving. So this goes way beyond cell phones and texting, folks. You're not going to be able to eat while you drive. Too distracting. Too distracting. Can't read a newspaper. Not that I suggest you do. Can't put on makeup. Can't deal with hot beverages. Too distracting. Ordinance is going to go into effect the start of the new year. The fine for texting or reading a newspaper, putting on makeup is going to be like $100. And if you're eating food, $15. So there you go. That wraps the Quack Report. Okay, we got our things all messed up, but that's okay. That's what live radio is about. It's about being chummy. It is. It's crazy. Before we start on our heart topic, I want to give you a heads up. If you haven't signed up for the American Survival newsletter on the PowerHerbs.com website, a free newsletter comes to your email every week. Great information there from lots of different authors. Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles is writing for it. Dr. Rebecca Carley, of course, myself. Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. We've got the Organic Farm People. They are going to be submitting articles quarterly. So this month they're coming up. I think it's going to be the next issue next week. They'll have a submission in there on organic gardening. So you got lots of great stuff in there. So sign up for that when you can. And speaking of Melanie Cederstrom, if you get a chance, give her a call at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. If you've been thinking about, I should get some, backup currency. But I just don't know where to get that or how to do that or what I should have. Well, ask Melanie. That's what she does. And she's fair and honest, and she'll give you an above board, honest to goodness, opinion. And you can give her a call at 800-375-4188. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Or you can just click her banner that's on our links area at thepowerherbs.com. But, I like speaking to someone live with a pulse, so you can just give her a call at 800-375-4188 tomorrow and find out what she thinks about the financial markets and what you should do for your nest egg called retirement, because I hear that the government wants to kind of take control of that, like they have health care, and that's scary. Well, speaking of scary stuff, we're going to talk about some heart disease that's really, preventable for the majority of it. So we're going to talk about the old ticker called the heart, the human heart, because our heart is under attack by our lifestyle. Now, there's more heart disease than Carter has pills. And by the way, that's an old-fashioned World War II expression. You can go up on YouTube and watch the Carter has pill old 1961 TV ad. It's interesting. Crazy. Now, over the years, I've talked about heart health, but I was kind of shocked lately at the recent mortality statistics on what is called pericarditis and congestive heart failure. Now, Japan has the highest percentage of cases in pericarditis, followed by the United States and Brazil. On the congestive heart failure side, Germany leads the globe, followed by the United States and Japan. So, this is just not a United States issue. This is a global health problem. So we're going to take a look at these unnecessary health problems, that's what I call them, because they are largely preventable and reversible. I want to read you a quote from Julian de la Madre, who said this: these numbers are staggering, in fact, incomprehensible. By all accounts, we are dealing with the greatest health crisis in human history. I mean, we're into the millions of people with sick hearts, and it's just nonsense when you think about it, because there's no real excuse for it other than lifestyle. Well, let's talk about pericarditis. I call it kind of like a heart that's on fire. Because when I think of pericarditis, I think of a heart that's under a lot of duress. Pericarditis is an inflammation of the sac that surrounds your heart. And the sac will accumulate fluid and cause pressure on the heart and give you heart pain. Your heart's hurting. You have pain in the chest. And when this happens, the heart not only has to pump, it has to actually practically swim. And I'll get to the reason why in just a minute. Now, this condition is life-threatening. It's nothing to mess with. And it has to be addressed, okay? So you can seek out emergency medical attention, but know that you have to change lifestyle to get rid of this thing. Otherwise, you're going to be continuously in the hospital with episodes. Or you're going to be on drugs the rest of your life, or both. Well, let's talk about this little sac that's around your heart. A lot of people don't know that they have a little sac that surrounds the heart muscle. And the sac itself is a layer. It's thin, but it's tough. The tissue is thin, but it's a tough tissue that's around the heart muscle. So what is its function? Well, there is this lymph fluid in the sac, and the fluid is designed to lubricate the heart muscle when it beats, and that minimizes friction from all the surrounding tissues that are around your heart muscle. So how much fluid does the heart sac have to do its job? Well, about a half to 1.5 ounces is about normal. Okay, not a whole lot of fluid, just a little bit to lubricate the muscle. And this also helps to balance pressure around the heart. Also, it offers some structural support and also prevents the heart from being dislocated or moved out of position or from stretching the heart muscle. So this pericardial sac, if you will, is important. So, but when the sac becomes inflamed, then what happens is more lymphatic fluid is accumulated in the sac, and the sac can stretch as it fills with fluid. And how much fluid could it hold? Well, about 1 to 4 cups. And that can accumulate and cause what is called a myocardial rupture and death. You don't want that to happen. So this fluid presses against the heart, limiting the heart's pumping action, and it decreases blood flow. So if you see an echocardiogram of the heart, sort of like a movie picture of the heart and its pumping action, when you see an echocardiogram with a heart that is threatened by pericarditis, it kind of looks like the heart is trying to swim or dance while it tries to beat because of all the pressure and fluid around it. So in the old days, about 100 years ago, pericarditis was known as pleurisy of the heart, and the Greek word pleura means side or rib, and pleuritis refers to inflammation of the inner lining of the chest, either, you know, lungs or the heart area. So in the old days, they would actually risk draining the heart sac of the fluid and then have to restart the heart with an injection of epinephrine, which is a hormone neurotransmitter, tends to create that fight or flight response to help restart the heart. It was risky, but without intervention back then, the patient was definitely going to die of pericarditis. So let's look at some of the causes. They may surprise you. How do you get pericarditis? Well, there are a lot of causes for pericarditis, such as, but not limited to, bacterial infections, pneumonia, tuberculosis, injury, autoimmune disease, high blood pressure, fungus, parasites, cancer, heart surgery, etc. But the most common cause is a viral infection. So you really have to take good care of your lifestyle to have a healthy immune system. So the viruses to watch out for are the echoviruses, which are gastrointestinal viruses, and they also cause a lot of those skin rashes. The Coxsackie virus, the chickenpox virus, influenza, herpes, and hepatitis viruses. So, but if the condition, though, is caused by a bacteria, it usually is from Staph aureus or H influenza or streptococcus or tuberculosis bacteria. But most of the cases are viral. Now, a thyroid and an autoimmune disease or kidney disease can also tick off pericarditis. So, I mean, there are some vulnerable spots, hot spots, that can open the window for this heart problem. So you need to be careful. So what are some of the symptoms, and what does modern medicine say about it? Well, pericarditis is usually easy to spot. About 5 to 10 days prior to hospitalization, a patient will have complained about chest pain, which gradually becomes more severe. The pain is worse when they lie down, so therefore patients are usually propped up in a sitting position. The patient experiences extreme fatigue, and if you listen to their heart, you can hear it kind of rub or bump up against the fluid-filled sac. And x-rays can show an enlarged heart, and of course the echocardiograms are usually done to get a picture of how full that sac is. The bigger and fuller the sac, the less time the guy has or the lady has to live, so they got to take care of that. Most physicians will order blood work and prescribe anti-inflammatory drugs and rest, hoping that this resolves itself in 2 to 3 weeks, so you may be in the hospital that long. Now, if it was caused by a bacterial infection, then the doctor's going to order IV antibiotics, and diuretics may be prescribed, like Lasix, to drain the fluid. Now, if the condition does not resolve itself, then the fluid has to be manually drained, which may involve the heart, sac, and even the lung area. It also offers more risk and is more expensive, so we don't want that. And, you know, there's this old Chinese proverb that says the feet are the gateway to 10,000 illnesses. You know, it's what we do typically, you know, that creates an opening or gives disease a foothold. So we got to be really careful. Okay, so what about congestive heart failure? Well, in the United States, we have 5 million Americans that are currently right now suffering with congestive heart failure. Now, if you check hospital surveys, you find that this is the main reason people 65 years and older check into hospitals, is because of congestive heart failure. And what are the symptoms? Well, congestive heart failure is a bit different from those who suffer from heart attacks. The name congestive heart failure actually describes not a sudden collapse of the heart attack, like a heart attack is, but it's a gradual weakening and failure of the heart to pump fluid adequately, your blood. So if this occurs, body fluids do not circulate very well, and they are not excreted by the body properly. So you get edema, you get a lot of fluid buildup, especially around the heart muscle and the extremities. So the heart becomes enlarged, and this affects the left ventricle of the heart. The heart is still pumping, but at a much slower rate. Therefore, the oxygen-rich blood is not getting through the body like it should. So with congestive heart failure situation, blood will back up into the veins, swell the ankles, the legs, and the feet. Fluid's not exiting the body through the kidneys properly, and it's not being pumped out because the heart, the pump is weaker. So the pressure, the fluid's not getting pumped out like it should. So you're getting a backlog there, and it's causing congestion, maybe even pneumonia or pulmonary edemas. So needless to say, if you suffer from this problem, you're going to have shortness of breath, no energy, poor digestion, weight gain, memory problems, high blood pressure, and heart valve disease. This is a problem. This is really a disgrace to our way of living when we have these issues. Granted, there are some congenital problems, you know, heart deformities and things like that. But for a large part of it, it's what we're doing. It's our lifestyle and how we conduct ourselves. So I know we got to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about some of the medical treatments for this, compare it to some of the natural ones, what you can do for your heart, whether it's congestive heart failure or pericarditis. We'll be right back. Ooh.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704 875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Yes, that time of year, got to bring out the Christmas tunes. Hey, we're talking about your heart, trying to empower you so you can sidestep a lot of these problems. Let's talk about some of the medical treatment. You already know mainstream medicine, though, is bent on managing your heart condition problem for as long as they can. Okay, they'll try to make you more comfortable, but they're not going to cure you. That's not what they do. They're not going to prevent anything. That's not what they do. Okay, they are damage control try to, you know, keep you alive as long as possible, but they're not gonna cure it. No, you're told basically to rest, you know, get some rest, weigh yourself every day, check for increased fluid gain. That's why you have to weigh yourself. Stay off processed salt. Eat healthy, no saturated fats. Take your prescription meds, and also. Keep your follow-up appointments, and don't forget to take a copy of your medical history with you everywhere you go at all times. Now, isn't that lovely? Now, with allopathic health care, you're very lucky if you live to avoid surgery. So doctors have a variety of drugs to deal with these symptoms. They're going to put you on ACE inhibitors. They're going to put you on diuretics. They're going to put you on probably 6 to 8, 10, 15, maybe drugs to manage your heart problem. Let me read you this quote by Ashley Montague. The doctor has been taught to be interested not in health, but in disease. What the public is taught is that health is the cure for disease. Oh, man. Does that not seem simple, but it's so true. You know, and for evil to succeed, truth is sacrificed. Okay? Just keep that in mind. Now, there are some prescription warnings you're going to want to check out if your doctor says, hey, you got to take this for the rest of your life. You can check out the medications that are recommended to you. You can visit this website, worstpills.org, worstpills.org. You'll find information and warnings regarding drugs written by MDs that use these meds. Okay, so this is by somebody who knows, obviously, who's used them. Let's talk about, aside from injury situations or birth defects, cardiovascular problems most often involve a human system, basically, that's starving for nutrition. Many of the natural fats and oils in foods are necessary for a healthy heart. And we tend to remove them in the processed foods so we can extend shelf life, you know, prevent spoilage. But it also strips the heart of some healthy fats it needs. A strong cardiovascular system is also going to need some mineral nutrition support for that steady heartbeat and also to keep arteries clean and arteries and veins flexible so they don't get rigid and full of arterial sclerosis. So current farming practices basically have depleted a lot of the mineral nutrients from the soil, and we're not getting them in as the foods we need. Also, it's up to you, though, to add back this nutrition into your lifestyle. And once the body has the steady supply of some good, healthy nutrition, and you avoid a lot of the pharmaceuticals and food additives and preservatives and pesticides and other toxins, the body's able to rebuild itself to strength. It's strong. Okay, but you got a lot of work to do. Let's look at some natural tools If you have congested heart failure, this is what I would do if I were you, okay? You need some nutrition to strengthen that cardio system. It's weak. It's needing some help. Lifestyles with healthy diets will be necessary. And guess what? Vegetarians don't have heart disease. It just doesn't happen. So keep the diet simple. Eat more raw fruits and vegetables. Make sure you get some whole grains, no processed white flour in there. You want those natural oils that are in the grains. That's heart-healthy stuff. Also, avoid smoking and dairy products like the plague, because if you missed the show that I did on dairy causing heart disease and cancer, well, then you got to hit the archives. Now, if you can't eat enough vegetables, then, you know, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have got a backup plan. You can check out their Body Foundation food mix. It's made of all plants, and it's great stuff, and you can add that to your juice, and you're good to go. A lot of nutrition in there, amino acids, vitamins and minerals, probably what you're not getting in the diet. It's going to be in that body food mix. Believe you me, it's awesome. Just put it in juice, water soluble, you know, pills to swallow, and you're done. Also, some other supplement sources. You want some organic plant calcium and magnesium and boron for that heart muscle. Not only for bones now, it's good for the heart. So you need that organic stuff. It doesn't come from milk. No milk. Get it from plants. Look at the calcium formula, also made by Apothecary Herbs. And you need to improve that circulation to get some oxygen-rich blood going around the body. And you need a combo of herbs for that. You need some hawthorn berries, motherwort, aloe, red clover, ginger root, cayenne, garlic. You need some really good stuff. And I would check out the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula the folks make at Apothecary Herbs. And to strengthen those arteries and veins, make them more flexible, elastic, so that you don't get those blockages and fluid retention, you can use some heart-friendly micro-mineral salt. All the necessary minerals are in there for the heart. It's a heart-friendly salt, doesn't promote hypertension, so it's sun-dried, unprocessed, Celtic sea salt. And yes, Apothecary Herbs has that. And if you get that edema, fluid retention problem, I like to use a natural diuretic, okay? No rat poison or anything. I like to use lobelia, okay? And it's in their relaxation formula. It also helps you breathe easier, too, so it's a nice little extra bonus. And you know that system organ cleansing stuff that I talk about all the time that you should do twice a year, that's going to go a long way at getting rid of the congestion that is in the system. So you can check out the products there. They also have a blood cleanser. You'll need that. And, of course, if you are worried about emergencies and you're out in the boonies, then you'll definitely want to carry with you the heart attack pack as a backup and stay safe. Now for the pericarditis, do what I just said, but I would also add some immune-boosting herbs, okay, because most pericarditis is due from bacterial and viral infections. So power up that immune system. If you need some help, check out the cold and flu package, the pneumonia or the pandemic kit that they have at thepowerherbs.com. Also, you'll need some anti-inflammatories. So use some willow bark and meadowsweet that's in their pain and anti-inflammatory formula. Of course, that natural diuretic, which I mentioned, is the relaxation formula. Also makes it easier for you to breathe. Black walnut helps keep parasites away and also strengthens the thyroid gland. And layer in some mullein herb to soothe all those glands. Of course, that semi-annual organ cleansing is going to go a long way at preventable healthcare issues. And you can check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Get a free product catalog. Toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't forget. And you'll be empowered. They'll educate you. It's all about information and good tools. All right. I know. I promised I'm going to talk about zombies. Yes, I am. Everybody's heard about zombies. I don't think I've ever bumped into anybody. Old, young, babies, I don't care. They know what a zombie is. But have you heard about those media reports about the new disease called zombie apocalypse? Well, a majority of people are kind of laughing or they're very skeptical that such a thing really exists, you know. In fact, it may be a major rumor. A conspiracy theorist just created that, right? Well, for what it's worth, we're going to investigate this. And this may border on the macabre, but okay, here we go. Let's talk about that traditional zombie. What is a zombie? Well, the origin of the term zombie is kind of sketchy. The closest, earliest term for zombie is ghoul. Apparently, around 1929, the term zombie replaced ghoul in the book The Magic Island by W.B. Seabrook. Bela Lugosi starred in the 1932 horror movie called The White Zombie, which was based on Seabrook's story. The traditional zombie is a fictional creature that is not really dead, but looks like he has one foot in a grave, and they are typically referred to in horror movies as the undead. Okay, so Hollywood depicts zombies as mindless, resurrected corpses resembling Frankenstein under someone's evil spell, and they like to eat human flesh. Now, most people have seen or at least heard of the zombie classic, The Night of the Living Dead. Apparently, the zombie's favorite delicacy is human brain. So the origins of the zombie are thought to stem from Haitian voodoo, but according to voodoo, a zombie is not an aggressive monster, but a passive victim. Well, let's talk about this new zombie. The term zombie apocalypse is a fictional term describing the breakdown in modern society because of an infestation of zombies. Of course, this describes a pandemic of zombies, and no continent is untouched. And as you can guess, a mass infiltration of zombies is very hostile to human life. And the concept of zombie seems to be a combination of a leper and a vampire, because the victim of a zombie attack can become a zombie themselves. So if this were the case, can you imagine our military or local police overcome with a zombie virus? That would lead to a collapse of civilization as we know it. Talk about a zombie plague. Hey, Wendy, you got any herbs for that? I might. Let's just keep going. Well, just when you thought zombies were right up there with Planet of the Apes, you know, Carleton University in Ottawa presented their 2009 research of the living dead. In their report, they call them slow zombies. Have you heard about that? Representing a slow, methodical infestation of zombie plague. They even went as far as to predict a collapse of civilization unless it deals with this quickly. Their mathematical model recommended offensive strategies rather than quarantine, and that the time spent on researching a cure would be practically in vain. Apparently, according to the researchers, zombies are difficult to neutralize. Well, somebody better inform the Federal Reserve and the IRS, because I doubt zombies pay taxes. And can you see the new tax code arguing over what constitutes dead and undead? Get a good lawyer, because he could argue that his zombie client is the equivalent of a vegetative state and therefore doesn't have to pay taxes or file a tax return. Now, that's what America needs. Different laws, different tax laws for the undead. How ridiculous. Now, I can't believe that people actually study this stuff as if it were some scientific law that Newton tinkered with. However, if you visit Glasgow University, you can visit their Zombie Institute of theoretical studies. I'm not kidding. They largely spoof the subject and have even published a book explaining the scientific explanation of a zombie called Zombie Science 1Z. Now, all we need is Mel Brooks, a Mel Brooks movie. Hey, you know, I can imagine how Mel Brooks could spoof this. Instead of the Ziegfeld Follies, he could call it the Zombie Follies. Rahm Emanuel would make a great zombie folly manager, don't you think? Well, let's talk about the CDC, because they have a zombie handout. Have you seen that? Probably have. May 2011, CDC put together a tongue-in-cheek publication on zombies called Preparedness 101, Zombie Apocalypse. Now, the handout covered tips on how to survive a zombie invasion. they thought it was a fun way of teaching the importance of emergency preparedness. And they put it to us this way, quote, "So what do you need to do before zombies or hurricanes or pandemics when they actually happen?" It's a question they ask. They recommended we stock food and water and medical supplies and other necessary items prior to all potential disasters, whether they be hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, or hordes of zombies. Now, I like the part where they warn you to get prepared and have enough supplies on hand in case you can't, quote, locate a zombie-free refugee camp, end of quote. Now, the CDC also reassures us that should zombies begin to roam the streets, that they would launch an investigation as to, just like any other disease outbreak. Yeah, sure. Send out the disease detectives. Find out the cure for the zombie outbreak. You go ahead. Of course, David Daigle, CDC spokesman, said, quote, "The agency does not know of a virus or condition that would reanimate the dead or ones that would, you know, present zombie-like symptoms," end of quote. Okay, David. Well, the CDC made light of the whole zombie pandemic thing. However, the public is either not buying it or they're fascinated with zombies since it's the third most popular search on Google. Why? Well, there have been several unrelated and disturbing incidences reported by the media where cannibalism was mentioned. Now, are those acts the result of drug use, mental illness, or occult activity? Who knows? But it just seems bizarre. One, you know, can a gallon of water per day, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and medications keep the undead away? Well, we're going to find out. It was interesting that recently, Hickory, North Carolina, they had classes on how to survive a zombie attack. Yeah, not serious. Last June, they had these classes at the Holiday Inn in Conover, $50 to attend the class. The Hickory Daily Record reported on this. Apparently, the report said a Glock 17 holds enough rounds to make the undead really dead. Good to know. The class was taught by Jack Simmons, and he taught other tactics for serious invasions, and he came complete with zombie targets. Okay. But there are questions, you know. We can laugh all we want, but there are some questions. It's kind of hard to take the zombie thing seriously, but what if there was something that could make humans exhibit or manifest strange zombie-like symptoms? We don't have a doomsday plane like the politicians in Washington where we can just board on and forget about the apocalypse, right? Now, I asked a medical specialist, what could cause such a manifestation of symptoms that would make a person eat someone's face off? And the answer was the rabies virus. Well, according to Dr. Rebecca Carley, the modern zombie is not a reanimated human corpse, but it's a human that it's had their immune system horribly corrupted and their bodies polluted with the rabies virus to become a physical, automated robot, essentially. Crazy. I said, good grief, Dr. Carley. But according to Dr. Carley and several new reports, the United States is involved in aerial vaccination of rabies virus. In January 2012, the state of Texas dropped thousands of packets of rabies vaccine to inoculate coyotes and foxes. Officials in Texas alluded to the urban rabies epidemic. There have been just a handful of human rabies cases reported in the last 12 months nationwide. So according to the Texas Department of State Health, this program has dramatically dropped the amount of rabies cases in two strains of rabies from 144 per year to zero in the year 2000. So this type of vaccination procedure has been in operation over a decade, distributing over 36 million rabies bait packets each year nationwide. Wow. So globally, it's over a billion packets. On the U.S. border, Canada is doing aerial rabies inoculations. So you want to watch out for falling rock, the mudslides. You used to see those on the road. Now, if you're in an urban area, you may have to see, you know, falling bait packets of rabies. Now, if you find one in your driveway or yard, you're instructed to contact your local public health official. Apparently, there is a concentration of bait falling from the Texas sky in January when animals are low on food. The USDA Wildlife Service and the National Wildlife Research Center had been researching and planning oral rabies inoculation since the 70s. And they seem to have it down to a science because they know what rabies packets to use for coyotes, foxes, raccoons, and skunks. The bait packets are the size of a fast food ketchup packet. And, you know, I guess they could inoculate humans this way. But it's called the Raboreal VRG bait, okay? And the bait is not inside, or the rabies vaccine is not inside. It's on the outside of the packet. So you're not supposed to pick it up or take it from your pet if your pet has one in their mouth, okay? And a lot of people ask this question, well, you know, if my pet has this rabies packet in its mouth, it's chewed on it, and it's already been vaccinated for rabies, is that a concern? They say no, but yet they don't want you to touch it and get rabies. How does that work? Yeah, I'm wondering. You know, Dr. Carley may be onto something here. They're saying they did this to inoculate wildlife to lower rabies, but they're saying it's not an inoculation, really. Well, regardless of zombies, no more than ever do we need some healthy immune systems, right? Oh, yes. Whatever comes down the pike, zombies or no, you want to strengthen your God-given immune system. And there are ways to do it. Now's the perfect time. Got flu season rolling down the pike here, and you definitely want some immune-boosting herbs. And, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a full line of immune-boosting, targeted and broad-spectrum formulas. So if you need help deciding, you can go online, read about it, or you can send an email or give them a call toll-free and ask, hey, what's good for the cold and flu season? What do I need? What could I stock? You can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. They got pneumonia kits. They got pandemic kits, which are really great, too, for the cold and flu. If you got one of those handy, if you bought one last year, crack it open. It's still good. Shelf life is 10 years, and you can use those formulas in there for the cold and flu, of course. But if you don't, you can always get one. And by the way, you can supersize your pandemic kit right now. Your upgraded pandemic kit, you can supersize it for only an extra $33. So you can go from the 1 to 2 ounce size concentrates and get more formula, more bang for your buck. Hey, I'm out of time. The information presented is not designed to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease, but if you feel you need to go to a licensed medical doctor, do so. Beware, your own thing, and before you use any product or therapy. Hey, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.